A little boy was waiting for his mother to come out of the grocery store one day. As he waited, he was approached by a man who said, "Son, can you tell me where the post office is?" The little boy replied, "Sure, just go straight down the street a couple blocks and turn to your right." The man thanked the boy kindly and said, "You know, I'm the new pastor in town, and I'd like for you to come to church on Sunday. I'll show you how to get to heaven." The little boy replied with a chuckle, "Oh, come on, you don't even know the way to the post office." With this Sunday, we've heard some readings today, we're actually approaching the end of the liturgical year. As such, the readings have a challenge for us today to reflect kind of on the end times. We're going to get more into that second coming during the Advent season and preparing the way for the Lord's coming. But some things to reflect on as we close out the liturgical year is, how well do we keep watch for Christ's kingdom? And how can we live our lives in light of Christ's promises? As the funny story indicated, the actions we take and the words we speak kind of reflect a deep relationship with Christ, leading us as a roadmap, right, to God's kingdom and what we're looking forward to in life. You know, I feel so blessed to be with all of you today. And this is the first time I've had the opportunity to preach. It's kind of daunting. But, you know, we're only human, right? And the readings are really challenging today, because the last thing I want to do is provide a message of doom and gloom, because it's the end of days. I don't want to go there. And a lot of folks, they try to get others to be afraid and paranoid about the second coming of Christ or the end times. Please don't fall into that. Please don't fall into that. We follow Christ, and we commit our lives to Christ, and we live in a way according to Christ, we don't have anything to worry about. What I want to offer today is a message of hope. And today's readings really highlight that God has fulfilled his promises, and he will fulfill his promises. And we can trust in God's faithfulness, even when the world seems so uncertain. You know, as a church, we're a community, and I'm still learning the ropes around here. There is a lot going on here at St. Dunstan's. But I've seen folks rely on each other for love and support. You know, and on Thursday, I stopped over for the second time to visit a men's Bible study group. They meet every Thursday at 8 a.m., and they offer discussion and reflections upon the upcoming Sunday's readings. I've seen them lift each other up in prayer as well. That support, that fellowship is important to be a vibrant part of our Christian community. And I encourage each one of you to find a group, become active, because being a part of a small group or a ministry, it has a positive impact on those who serve. All those involved, we lift each other up. But one of the things, nuggets I got from Thursday's discussion, the collect. We hear this prayer at the beginning of our service, right? But you know, the collect, it's a beautiful prayer, and it really sets the table for Sunday's readings. I'm going to read it again. "Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning," the scriptures be written for our learning, "grant us so to hear them, read them, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in Jesus Christ." You know, our first reading today comes from the prophet Daniel, the book of Daniel in the Old Testament. We hear about a time of great distress, and the passage tells us about a final judgment where those who are wise will shine brightly, and those who lead others to righteousness will be like stars forever. It encourages us to live wisely and help others follow God's ways. Daniel reminds us that we will face a final judgment, and our actions and choices, they do matter. We should strive to live according to God's will in our daily lives. You know, many of us have heard the saying that we're supposed to live life like it's the last day of our life. You know, and there are days when, you know, I go to bed at night and I'm not terribly proud of the way I might have acted that day, or some of the things I might have said, or how I responded to posts on social media, or hearing, you know, reading the news and responding. There's a lot of noise out there in today's society. It's when we are imperfect and broken, and when we reach out to God, that God can do amazing things. Think about that. Think about the examples that we have throughout Scripture. Look at Moses. Look at King David. I mean, I always like to, I like Peter the Apostle, the fisherman, you know, the ruffian. Living in the fishing village, I mean, but Jesus called him. Jesus called him and did amazing things. Paul persecuted Christians until he had that aha moment where Jesus appeared to him and he converted. And most of our New Testament are letters written by who? Paul. Yeah. Folks, we're the hands and feet of Christ in the world here at St. Dunstan's. When we see others experiencing pain and suffering, doesn't our personal experience in those similar situations offer us the tools to lift and support one another? You know, when we hear of somebody losing a loved one, we have experience with death in our lives, and we use that experience to try to offer words of encouragement and hope to other people. A lot of folks are dealing with struggles with disease and medical issues right now. We might have had family members or personally experiences some of those. And we use that experience to try to offer hope to other people as well, right? We're here as a church to lift each other up. It's through our own experience that we can lead others to righteousness and be a light in this world. Live your life with positive optimism about the coming of Jesus into your life and being a part of your life. And every day, you will live every day like it's the last day of your life. And we also learn about Jesus' sacrifice today in the book of Hebrews. You know, this passage, there's really a segue here. We're looking at two end times, right? So when Jesus came and suffered and died, we have the Old Testament is ending. And we have a new, right? And this is kind of where Paul's going today. I mean, not Paul, the letter of Hebrews going today. We're not sure who wrote the letter of Hebrews. So the passage really is talking about how Christ was the one sacrifice for the end. It is the completeness of Jesus' sacrifice. No longer are ongoing sacrifice needed by the priest in the Holy of Holies in the temple in Jerusalem to forgive sins. Jesus offered one sacrifice for sins and then sat down at the right hand of God. His sacrifice made us holy, and then there was no need for these ongoing sacrifices in the temple. The veil was torn in two. God has fulfilled his promise through his Son, Jesus Christ. One thing I pondered while praying about today's message is Christ's complete obedience to the Father. You know, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he pleaded, "Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, but not as I will, but you will." And it was his complete obedience that brought us our salvation. Wow. You know, next Sunday we celebrate the feast of Christ the King. But first, we all need to acknowledge that there is no crown without the cross. I challenge each of you this morning to live in a way that honors this gift. This gift which was given to us by Christ, knowing that we are forgiven and made whole through him. In today's reading from Mark's gospel, we hear Jesus speaking with his followers. He's talking about the temple, the great buildings. And Jesus told them, not one stone will be left upon another. Again, here we're looking into a transition from the Old Testament to the New Testament. And what he's referring to is an upcoming attack on Jerusalem in 70 AD. And other portions of the scripture talk about this. And Jesus told them to look for the signs that are coming. At the time of the temple's destruction, Christians fled Jerusalem. And they went over to modern-day Jordan to a place called Pella, actually. The historian Josephus wrote about this, and he shared that when the Romans attacked Jerusalem, there wasn't a Christian that died. The early Christians heeded the word of the Lord, and now when it comes to the end of time, I mean, we don't know exactly when it's going to be. And as we read a little bit further in Mark's gospel, I'm just going to illustrate a little bit of that for you this morning. Jesus says, learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. And Jesus tells us something important. But of that day, hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Jesus speaks about the coming of the Son of Man during a time of great tribulation. He describes signs in heaven and earth, but he also assures us that his words will never pass away. This passage reminds us that we all have hope during difficult times. Jesus' words give us hope and strength. Even when things seem chaotic and uncertain, we know that he is in control, and his promise to return gives us a future to look forward to. So reflecting on today's readings, we can find comfort in Jesus' words. We are reminded that no matter how hard things get, we have hope in his return. This should encourage us to keep our faith strong, trust in his promises, and live your lives for him, focusing on his eternal kingdom. If we live this way, we'll all know how to get to the post office. We won't need to ask that little boy how to get to the post office, right? But as we prepare to the end of the liturgical year with the celebration of Christ the King next week, I encourage all of you to silence your phones. Take a little time and spend some time in quiet with God. And listen and pray. Prayer is a two-way conversation. The Holy Spirit will move your heart. You can listen. He will talk to you if you listen to him. Open your hearts to him. And let's take some time to examine ourselves. What does Jesus' sacrifice mean to you personally? How can we live wisely and help others find their way to God? How do you trust in God's promises? And how can you encourage others to stay strong in their faith? Create for us a clean heart, O God. Let us be like you in all our ways. Lord, give us your strength. Teach us your song. And shelter us in the shadow of your wings. For we are your righteousness. And if we surrender and die to ourselves and live through your death, then we shall be born again to be blessed in your love. Amen.